Today we have Amar Naqvi with us on the podcast. Amar is a man of many different skills. From cricket to music to biryani, he has written about everything. And he can talk about anything under the sun. Amar, ek baat batao aap. Agar 92 ke World Cup mein India ki taraf se Modi ji khele hote, to kya Pakistan jeetta?
आज मैं यही देख रहा था कि 2014 से इंडिया जो भी टूर्नामेंट खेल रहा है उसमें नॉकआउट्स में निकल रहा है. सो आई एम नॉट श्योर 2004 में इंडिया में हुआ क्या था, बट जो कुछ भी हुआ है उससे मतलब कोई नेक्स्ट लेवल पेनॉल्टी सीन इंडिया का चल रहा है. एंड 92 में, आई मीन एट दिस पॉइंट 92 भी एक मतलब यू नो वो you either die a good memory or you live long enough to deliver a divisive prime minister. I think that's what...
Long years ago, we made a trip with destiny and now the time comes when we shall redeem our pledge.
8 November 2016 ki ratri ko 12 baje se.
Thank you, minister. Ke liye mera ek hi sandesh hai ki wo raj dharma ka palan karein.
हार्डवेयर वालों की सोच क्या होती है, हार्ड वर्क वालों की सोच क्या होती है.
अरे ये ना पंजाब की खुशबू.
हियर द थिंग, एज फार एज योर प्राइम मिनिस्टर गोज, देयर इज स्टिल सम काइंड ऑफ वैल्यू टू व्हाई दैट गाय इज देयर. आई मीन हमारे वाले का तो बैकग्राउंड इतना अनक्लियर है कि किसी ने कोई बचपन में मिला ही नहीं है. मोदी जी इज लाइक, एंड आई एम सॉरी टू ऑल द रिलीजियस पीपल, बट ही इज लाइक वन ऑफ दोस प्रॉफिट्स जिनकी लाइफ के शुरू के 30 साल गायब हैं, उसी के बाद पता चलता है कि उन्होंने क्या किया है. लेकिन हाँ, इंडिया में कुछ ऐसे लोग हैं जो जरूर ये बिलीव करते हैं कि अगर अभी भी मोदी जी को अगर हम लोगों ने अपने 15 में रखना शुरू कर दिया ना, तो हम सारे टूर्नामेंट जीत. सो वी थॉट दैट इट्स अ गुड टाइम टू ब्रिंग इन Amar फॉर अ नंबर ऑफ थिंग्स. नंबर वन इज बिकॉज पाकिस्तान अगेन हैज कम अप टू द कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ द इंडियन मास बिकॉज ऑफ द क्रिकेट मैच. But also because it's never too far away from our minds. We love you so much that we hate you. Also, we wanted to get a point of view from someone who has... And Amar, I'm not saying that you're old. But you have seen...
But I'm old.
But, you know, you have seen... So, this is... So, when we were talking about getting you in, right? One of the things that we talked about, and I'm sure this question has been asked to you 1,000 times before, but... Growing up in the 90s, when you saw, for example, and this could be a very cliche type sawal, but when you saw like a Shah Rukh Khan as like one of the premier Bollywood actor or an Azharuddin as the captain of the Indian cricket team, did it ever make you think about the whole idea of Pakistan and like what exactly it means?
Because, I think my first... sort of confusion came at a very young age, and it forever determined which of the Bollywood Khans I never liked. And that was, I think, in Qiyamat Se Qiyamat Tak, Aamir Khan kisses someone on the lips. It is matlab
Juhi Chawla.
You know,
Juhi Chawla. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, so before I begin, I would like to say that probably a lot of people who know me as who are friends and family and others who followed me will know that I'm really not the right person to be talking a lot about Bollywood culture and Bollywood films, etc. Particularly in Pakistan, may you know, people know their shit about Hindi cinema, I think, just as much as most people across the subcontinent. So I'm very much you know, the Junaid Zia of Bollywood knowledge. Okay, I'm just here because of my connections. I don't really deserve to be talking about this. So I'll put that disclaimer out first.
No, मैं बस इतना सा कह रहा था कि कामत से कामत तक वो जो किस था ना, वो किस की वजह से आज जूही चावला भी संगी है.
Bro, Juhi Chawla paid Aryan's bail. Okay, so that's.
So that's the thing. So Shah Rukh is beyond India. So that's why, like, even people like Ravina Tandon and you know, like Juhi Chawla, like जो usually sangi type hi rehte hain, even they were like nahi, baat Shah Rukh ki hai.
Yeah, I love that. I think I mean, so yeah, so when Aamir kisses Juhi on the lips, and I mean, it is literally a surface kiss, right? Like and his thumbs are covering up a lot.
That was 89. Yeah, that was 89. So yeah,
so I'm like six, right? And I say, I guess it says a lot about Pakistan and everything that at six I was aware that Aamir Khan is a Muslim, as in, and in India not everyone's a Muslim, and he's kissing someone, and kissing someone is really not allowed. And I was horrified. I was like, how can a Muslim kiss? How can he kiss? And so, you know, 5-6 years later, when Shah Rukh emerges, like, I'm fully primed to be Team Shah Rukh, because it's just like, Aamir, this fucking heathen.
In fact, Shah Rukh ki to early movies mein usko, matlab, he was that, na, ki mil nahi rahi hai ladki.
Yeah, he was what we would call an incel today, but like an anti-hero back then. kya kehte to, I think ke, you know, jo tumhara sawal hai, like, I think that's where, that's a really early point where, you know, you have to be aware of a lot of different categories to be scandalized by that, right? And I think, like, kyunki hamari audience desi yogi, we're all very much aware of the intricacies of what can cause a scandal when you're watching, especially Bollywood, with your family. And I'm sure, like, it varies from house to house. But it is...
Arre, meri bhi kaam hai story, main iske baad batata hu.
Yeah, so...
Aamir took it up a level more in Raja Hindustani, and it was a full-blown kiss to Karishma Kapoor in 97. And that was the film that
In the rain. Like, it was even more... Like, the
setting. I was watching it with the whole family in a theater, and you know how it is. Suna, par main ye kehna chahta ki jo cultural consumption hota hai, like, growing up as a Pakistani.
Yeah.
Jisme, you kind of watch a lot of Indian cinema. And in all of Indian cinema, even in the 90s and early, there is a subtle stereotyping of Muslims, then Pakistanis. Like, for example, Anwar Mia se bhi zyada aapka ye, agar aapne wo Sarfarosh ka wo, like, basically they
said... The good Muslim of India.
Jo sabse, jo haal hi mein ek misal hai, and that was something that was, I was really shocked by, was in Sacred Games, which was like, you know, was a beautifully, at least for an outsider, bahut zabardast Mumbai ki portrayal thi. You know, you really learned a lot about, like, especially season one was really, was just like one of my favorite seasons of television ever. But the guy who's like blowing up nuclear bombs is still like, adab ammi jaan, aaj apne ghar diwan se kaun si ashar pade hain. Beta, hum apne paan. You're like, it's just like, bro, what the fuck? Like, I think that was where it's just like, it's one thing for it to be in commercial cinema, but it's really like, and I think it's instructive because, like, you know, when you guys are saying as a Pakistani, et cetera, I think, like, something that also, it's Pakistan's a huge country, right? 220 million people. And so much of what is considered Pakistani, because a very narrow definition of Pakistan, and that definition really only includes, like, Urdu-speaking people, as they're referred to in Karachi, and then, like, Punjabis, and then everyone else is, like, on a lower rung of that ladder, and it's harder for them to be kind of incorporated into the national narrative, right? So I think ab jaise ki agar main ye kahun ki haan Bollywood sab dekhte hain ya nahi dekhte hain, like, Bollywood is definitely something that's very transcendental, but maybe you know, like urban locales mein to it's huge across class, but yeah, like, in a lot of ways, like, I would want to be very wary of trying to give, like, some kind of homogenous Pakistani experience. That being said, I think I would feel in certain ways there is even more kya kehte hain, access to Indian culture, pop culture. Because, for example, pehle Bollywood was your major kind of entryway, right? And cricket. Aur ab, matlab, I think the internet has really, really opened up. You know, there's a lot of Indian social media celebrities and influencers and TikTok personalities and YouTubers that are huge in Pakistan. Similarly, I think something else that, like, the music scene in India, and particularly the hip hop scene in India, has been really influential within Pakistan. Like, I think, you know, a lot of young people listen to Bollywood music, but they also listened a lot to, you know, like the
Indian Ocean scene. Kind of.
Not so, Indian. not that. Like I meant like Divine and Maisie and.
Is it not like a, I hope it is not, because जैसे इंडिया में जो elite type के लोग होते हैं ना, जो लिबू elites होते हैं, वो हम तो Coke Studio सुनते हैं, पाकिस्तान वाला, इंडिया वाला is not that good.
No, actually, I would say के जो cool बनने के लिए लोग हैं पाकिस्तान में, I'm a bit checked out of the music scene for a while now, but I would say actually के जो hip hop, जो Indian hip hop ज़्यादा मशहूर है, it's actually more amongst like you know a class that might define itself as middle class and then the actual middle class or even lower, you know, working class kids in Karachi at least are listening to it, and amongst like the more burger types as we call them over here, I guess they'll be, you know, unme se kuch sun rahe hain, but you know zyada tar wohi Drake or Migos or whatever waisi kisam ki cheezon mein interested honge. But again, like I think Bollywood jaise ek उसकी पावर का अगर मैं आपको एक मिसाल दूं कि अभी हैलोवीन पार्टी पे मैं गया था वीकेंड पे, और वहां पे उन्होंने डीजे वीजे बुलाया हुआ था, और यू नो बार भी थी जस्ट यू नो लाइक फॉर क्यूरियस इंडियन फॉलोअर्स, और आल्सो जब मैं वहां पहुंचा था तो पुलिस आई हुई थी, लाइक पुलिस की मोबाइल बाहर थी, और मतलब
आंटी ने पुलिस बुलाई थी,
लिटरली किसी आंटी ने पुलिस बुलाई हुई थी. बट उसमें ना वो फुल गाने चला रहे थे, लाइक वेस्टर्न रीमिक्स टेक्नो शिक्नो ये वो, और क्राउड उसमें ना लाइक हाफ हार्टेडली डांस कर रहा था, खासतौर पर जिन्होंने सारे पैसे वैसे दिए थे, वो यू नो वर ट्राइंग टू मेक द बेस्ट ऑफ इट, एंड देन एवरी टाइम दैट लाइक दैट स्प्लिट दैट पुट अ बॉलीवुड सॉन्ग, एंड एनेक्डोटली लाइक कराची पार्टीज प्ले देयर बॉलीवुड सॉन्ग्स लॉट लेटर, दे स्टिल ट्राई एंड बी कूल, लाइक लाहौरी पार्टीज विल स्टार्ट अ बस्ट आउट द बॉलीवुड फास्टर, बट varies from party to party, of course, but they would play Bollywood, you know, Bollywood, I'm not Indian music, Indian commercial music, and everyone would be dancing and they know the lyrics and everything, and then they'd switch back to some like freaking, you know, world chart dance thing, and slowly the crowd would melt away. So I think, I mean, I wouldn't say that, at least to my knowledge, and obviously I'm now old enough to have multiple teenagers live out my lifespan, but I think, you know, I would say that from what I can observe, there's still a lot of exposure to Indian pop culture.
वो सब ठीक है, मगर आप ये बताओ, आपने चक दे इंडिया देखी है?
So चक दे इंडिया, like I've watched in bits because like people in my house have been watching it, but I've never seen the whole thing.
When you watch that movie, do you support India to win the World Cup? Do you want India to win the World Cup in चक दे इंडिया?
This is something that
fascinates me, and this is why I kind of go back to this all the time, is how do you react to like even like I don't know border, kaisa feel karta hoga koi banda jab aisa chak de India ya border dekhta hoga usko, you know.
See, the thing is, that's where I feel stupid saying this, because it's hard to measure what I'm saying, but culture ki jo sabse compelling baat yehi hoti hai ki it really transcends a lot of like your stupid biases and things about the world, right? So if you're watching a good film, and so like abhi wo jo ek movie hai jisme wo Alia Bhatt jo hai wo
Razi
double agent hai, yeah, right? So my parents are watching it. My parents have, you know, pretty standard kind of part patriot views. They're getting better because I'm yelling at the dinner table a lot. But, you know, they're full getting emo about Alia Bhatt's character and everything. And like, you know, my siblings are trolling them, ke bhai ye to Pakistan ke khilaf hai and whatever. But I mean, obviously, if it's a good kind of story, like, because I think at least as Pakistanis, we are part of also experiencing, you know, an uptick in, for example, in Hollywood, where you see Muslim villains, right? Like from like the Cold War kind of Russians to Muslims kind of becoming more common. And, you know, so aapko wahi hota hai ki, you know, kind of like, jab ye ho raha hai, to matlab, yaar, movie hai, you know, like, ab is pe bhi aake, chik chik karni padegi. Like, I think for a lot of people, it's that, right? Like, and I think as long as, where it's like, where the film is respecting its primary mandate, which is to entertain, then I think audiences go along with like, yeah, okay, whatever, ye to kya pa kar rahe hain, but you know, I'm still here to watch, you know, cry or laugh or whatever else this movie is attempting to make me feel.
पता नहीं क्यों मुझे ऐसा लगता है कि इंडिया में अगर इस तरीके का सीन उल्टा करके मूवी आया तो पता नहीं इंडियंस देखेंगे कैसे.
नहीं, रिलीज ही नहीं होगी वो आने के पहले. सो उसके पहले ही वो माहौल ऐसा बन जाएगा कि ये है वो है और बैन हो जाएगी एंड यू नो.
बट जैसे
अरे बाहर से आने का छोड़, इंडिया में बनने वालों के साथ ऐसा हो जाता है.
बट जैसे हम लोग हर लम्हा पुरजोश देख लेते हैं ना, उसी तरह. I think the parallel is that.
अरे हम लोग
I think देखो एक चीज ये भी, एक चीज I feel where BJP has played this really I don't know if I don't want to give them anyone like false credit. So I don't know if this was a conscious thing, but I think for example when you know बहुत सारे लोग इंडिया में ही कह रहे थे कि you know if it's going to get so ugly then maybe these we shouldn't play cricket etc. I think it's the reverse. It's like when you're not playing and you become, Pakistan becomes more and more and more exoticized, it becomes easier to kind of perpetuate these narratives. And I think the biggest thing in India that was like, you know, because fascism always creates farce, like that's a natural byproduct, I feel. Mm-hmm. और क्या कहते हैं कि इंडिया में जो पुलवामा के अराउंड जो पूरे था ना, मतलब पुलवामा इज लाइक यू नो के उमर अकमल कहता है कि मैं जब भी पानी पीता हूं तो मेरा वजन बढ़ जाता है.
हाँ वो
राइट नाउ उमर अकमल बिलीव्स दैट आई एम श्योर एंड पीपल इन इंडिया बिलीव दैट पुलवामा और व्हाटएवर द फक हैपेंड बट गाइस लाइक नथिंग हैपेंड.
पाकिस्तानी कोलीग है एंड देर आर नंबर ऑफ इंडियन कोलीग्स हियर. तो मैं, मेरा जो पाकिस्तानी मतलब कोलीग है, फ्रेंड है, उसको मैं उचकाता रहता हूँ. सो टू गो आउट टू दिस गाइस एंड जस्ट लाइक हाउस द टी ये पूछने का मेरे को बड़ा मजा आता है. पर हाँ, नहीं, सी एट द एंड ऑफ द डे दे वॉन्ट टू बिलीव समथिंग. आई मीन I have to be honest, if there was any other government in India and had an Indian Air Force personnel prisoner of war, jo bhi, captured in Pakistan and then returned, that government, I feel, would have lost the next election because it's a humiliation, honestly. But somehow it is also like, तो इसीलिए मुझे मोदी के कभी कभी
नहीं, तो वही मैं बात कर रहा हूँ. जब आपने मतलब अब आपके पिछले 7 साल में कोई किसी की लेवल पे यू नो जो कल्चरल इंटरेक्शन होती थी वो हर किस्म से रोक दी गई है, राइट? गाने और फलाना गाना और सबसे बड़ी चीज क्रिकेट फवाद, राइट? एंड देन फिर आपने क्रिकेट रोक दी जो सबसे एक और बहुत बड़ी चीज थी, ठीक है? और क्या कहते हैं कि उसके बाद आपने जो है ये सब कुछ बंद करने के बाद सारा जो वो उसका स्फेयर बना दिया है कि जी ये जिसको नहीं जाना हो पाकिस्तान चला जाए और फलाना हो जाए ढमकाना हो जाए. तो उस पूरे चक्कर में मतलब आई थिंक इट बिकम्स इजियर एंड इजियर आल्सो टू डीमोनाइज एंड टू थिंक लाइक यू नो लाइक आई थिंक इंडिया लूजिंग टू पाकिस्तान द वे इट डिड रियली काइंड ऑफ हैड इट ब्रोक दैट काइंड ऑफ रियलिटी फील्ड दैट बीजेपी हैड क्रिएटेड अ लिटिल बिट. इट क्रैक्ड इट अ लिटिल बिट
लाइक पीपल आर लाइक काइंड ऑफ
इसीलिए मैं उस दिन हरी शर्ट पहन के बैठा था दोस्त.
पर डिफेंस मैकेनिज्म ये रहता है ना कि अभी एक अजीब सा बिहेवियर हो गया है कि अरे हमारे पास पैसा ज्यादा है. आई डोंट नो कि कहां से ये आइडिया आ गया कि हमारे पास पैसा ज्यादा है. नहीं, पर कहीं से आइडिया आ गया कि हमारे पास पैसा ज्यादा.
नहीं, पैसा तो है ज्यादा, खासतौर पे क्रिकेट के पास.
नहीं, जो द पॉइंट इज कि जो लोग ये सोच रहे हैं और जो लोग ये ट्वीट कर रहे हैं उनके पास नहीं है. तो वो लोग, उनके पास सिर्फ एक मिराज है जिसको वो सोच के कर रहे हैं.
या सो आई थिंक मतलब और उसी वही मिराज जो है वो जितना मतलब एक वो परपेचुएट होता रहता है इसी तरीके से कि जब आपको एनकाउंटर ही नहीं करना है अदर सो देन इट बिकम्स अ लॉट इजियर टू क्रिएट ग्रेटर एंड ग्रेटर फैंटेसीज अबाउट लाइक you know both your own grandeur and like the dangers from external forces and x and y and z. So yeah, like I think it plays into their hands, into the extremist hands, and particularly in India when all of these cultural exchanges are not happening.
Or otherization it are cultural exchanges ki baat karo, India has a substantial Muslim population, right? But the way everything has panned out in India, and not just under Modi but for decades now, Muslims live in their own ghettos. So it could be, it is very easy for like an urban Hindu child to go complete all of their schooling without ever making a Muslim friend. And that makes it much easier for them to otherize this idea of a Muslim.
And which is also why, like, they want to purge, say, Bollywood out of all Muslim symbols and Muslim icons, essentially, right? Because for at least for a lot of us growing up, we at least had this notion of having a celebrity Muslim figure who is not very different to us, say the Khans or Indian cricket per se. Like, but what they really want to do right now is like purge all of these pop culture of Muslim iconography and Muslims in general, and then you'll have another generation which doesn't associate with Muslims in any normal way at all.
But that's why I also feel, because it's an opportune time. Abhi kali Shah Rukh ka birthday bhi tha. So for all the shitty characters that we already said he has played, which are basically toxic masculinity wale jo characters the, but his real life is so important to be. Matlab, jaise abhi because of his video, because of his birthday, a lot of his old videos, interviews are. He's describing ki, matlab, you know, kaise hamari do jaise usi shaadi hui, and you know, hum Ganesh visarjan bhi karte hain, namaz bhi padte hain.
Wo problem wahi hai na. Problem ye hai ki the idea of wo APJ Abdul Kalam bhi hai, right? Wo idea ye hai ki Muslim, to be a good Indian Muslim, you have to be a certain way. Aur usi wajah se ye Mohammad Siraj jab national anthem ke waqt rota hai, to wo ek news ban jati hai. Like, you have to show that you are extra patriotic.
I just also want to touch upon this, that with the last few weeks or so, we're also really kind of reminded of Shah Rukh's larger than, like, true star power. Kya hoti hai? Like, you know, because it's one thing to kind of witness it, but it's another to kind of witness it within yourself, that you're kind of like seeking out old Shah Rukh videos and retweeting all those stories about how he'd been nice to people. And you just like, I was watching that AIB interview he did, and it's just incredible how he's never been humble in it. And yet he is just like, as my friend said, like, he makes you feel like, yes, he's like Shah Rukh, but he's working really hard to please you. And I think that's just this incredible thing that he's kind of had. And I've you know, kind of been lucky that way to, because of work, been around kind of these huge figures who have like a lot of popularity. And there is something really fascinating about someone like that, and particularly people who kind of regularly provoke joy in others. You know, like when you're around Afridi and there's a crowd around, like, you know, like you'll see that it's not just ke wo crowd pagal ho raha hai, but jo rangers or soldiers usse protect kar rahe hain, wo bhi keh rahe hain ki shayad bhai selfie ho jaye. And you know, like, it's just that kind of thing. And with Shah Rukh, obviously, you saw that as well. And I feel that, where, you know, in like otherwise a pretty depressing podcast, I would say I think that's something to me that's always kind of the most hopeful thing about humanity, is that we have like this capacity for joy and wonder and creativity. And it persists regardless of how terrible the situation is, you know. Like, I think once again, as Pakistan, the land of the future, like, you know, things can get a lot worse, and yet you still are also able to have moments of joy. And I think it's very important in these kind of dark times to hold on to that sort of hope. You know, it feels pointless what you're doing or whatever, but you might, like, there are people in Pakistan who've been kind of resisting for like decades in like their own little pockets, and they haven't come any closer. They've, you know, they've lost almost everything, but their resistance holds so much together that we can't even realize. And I think it's very important to kind of respect that, acknowledge that, and contribute to that where you can.
So you talked about fundamentally. I was just saying that fundamentally, we are in India living through the 80s that you guys lived through, the decade of 80s. Very plain, down to earth kind of decade. I don't know when we get that for ourselves, but yeah. पर अमर, सिंस योर टीम Shah Rukh एंड सिंस Shah Rukh इज द फ्लेवर ऑफ द सीजन, तो मैं ये बोल रहा था कि हमने ना कई सारे, कम से कम 3 एपिसोड किए Shah Rukh के ऊपर हमारे पॉडकास्ट में, एंड द टॉपिक हैज बीन कि हाउ Shah Rukh एंड ये जो Shah Rukh का जो गैंग है,
नॉट रियली Shah Rukh
बट द कैरेक्टर्स ही प्लेस, उस वक्त हमने रियलाइज नहीं करा, बट इट इवेंचुअली लेड टू द ग्रोथ ऑफ दिस जिंगोइस्टिक नेशनलिज्म दैट इज हैपनिंग इन इंडिया,
बेसिकली द जिंगोइस्टिक एनआरआई ऑडियंस. बेसिकली
इफ यू वॉच DDLJ नाउ एंड यू सी दैट अमरीश पुरी, जो कि वहां पे
पुरी इज अ शाखा गोइंग अंकल,
अमरीश पुरी इज इन आरएसएस फॉर श्योर. आई डोंट नो हाउ मच टाइम यू स्पेंड अबाउट दीज थिंग्स, बट आई नो दैट दीज Shah Rukh मूवीज आर वेरी पॉपुलर इन पाकिस्तान. इवन लाइक K3G राइट, जहाँ पे ऋतिक रोशन अपने भाई को ढूंढ रहा है लंदन में और बैकग्राउंड में वंदे मातरम बज रहा है, देयर इज नो रीजन फॉर इट टू हैपन बट इट इज हैपनिंग. तो कभी कभी कुछ ऐसी चीजें आती है दिमाग में जो मतलब कि किस तरीके से सटली इंडियन नेशनलिज्म घुसाया गया इन सारी चीजों में और कैसे लेते थे उसको. लाइक कुछ कुछ होता है जब वो रघुपति राघव राजा राम बज रहा है, जब उन लोग शाहरुख जा रहे हैं अंजलि से मिलने इंटरवल के बाद.
आई थिंक क्या कहते हैं कि देयर्स टू थिंग्स अबाउट दिस. फर्स्टली के यू नो द मीडिया इन पाकिस्तान स्पेशली इन द 90s देयर इज वेरी फ्यू फिल्म्स कमिंग आउट राइट. So it's really state television. There's one channel, and then there's briefly a second channel, which again is you know subjected to the same kind of I guess like both legal as well as social boundaries that had been established with PTV already. Like I think the big thing on NTM as the other channel was called was that they used to play music videos at night. Like at around 9:30 or something, and that was like a big thing. So I feel because of that, you were especially in Pakistan, you were already very exposed to mass media being used as a instrument of nationalism. You know, one of the most popular dramas around that time, there are two of them actually, Sunehre Din and Alpha Bravo Charlie, which are ISPR productions. But also that, at least in the 90s, if you look at the discography of a lot of bands from that time, everybody did the patriotic song. Because there was a way of like, you know, coming on television was you also had to do that, especially on 14th August, etc. So I think like in that sense, the nationalistic aspect of things was you know, like maybe not that of much of a shocker. That being said, and I think like, I mean, personally, you know, I did my master's in 2009 and a lot of the work on, not a lot, almost, in fact, 99.9% of all the academic work on South Asian popular cinema has been done by Indians. And so I was, you know, came across a lot of literature and this idea of the NRI film and the reimagining of the masala film and going away from like appealing to the urban working classes towards like, you know, this sort of NRI middle class kind of audience has been documented a lot well before, you know, the BJP formally came into power. But again, I think, I mean, I feel this is theory. And I was going to make this point a little later in the podcast, but main abhi usko le aata hun. You know, maine apna matlab undergrad kiya hai 2007-08 mein, phir main sahafi, like I worked in a television channel as a journalist. It was like the, what, for example, post-Kargil was for the Indian electronic media. This era was for the Pakistani electronic media. There's all kinds of new channels and really pushing the boundaries. And by like the sixth month of my first job, Musharraf had banned all news channels. We used to go to work every day and it would be transmitted to like maybe the 50 people on the planet outside of Pakistan who were subscribing to our channel on like really shitty internet. But we still had, you know, point is that this is around that time and Pakistan in particular, you know, terrorism and military dictatorship and a lot of these things which were quite far removed from your traditional at a very basic level liberal democratic way of existing as a country, right? And you look at like election ho rahe hain aapke and there's civilians in power, like, you know, these kind of base level things regardless of whether you're right, left, socialist, free market, whatever. But that's the kind of framework that the modern world is kind of existing in, right? And there's very few formal theocracies, Pakistan being one of them. Or ye bhi hai ke matlab, you know, ye military coming into power and everything, that's also kind of gone out of fashion from a lot of places where it used to be fashionable, like Turkey or Brazil or whatever, right? Or Pakistan may be well into the 21st century, we're doing all that. And that around that time, matlab, you know, my undergraduate was kind of political science amongst other things. Like, you know, there was this thinking, okay, Pakistan really has to, like, you know, we have sustained democracy and courts become stronger, which was one of the major crises during the Musharraf, end of the Musharraf era, the power, the kind of independence of the courts. all of these things happen, and you know the country can progress, and look at India and look at someone like United States, and yeah, they have their problems, but they've had these institutions for so long, and you know, Pakistan's kind of in the past, and these countries are ahead of us. And then like Pakistan future mein tha aur ye sare hamare piche aa rahe hain, you know, because like ये मतलब हमने चलो ठीक है, वो डेमोक्रेसी हर 10 साल बाद खत्म हो जाती है, ये था और शुरू में आइडिया ऑफ द स्टेट नॉन कंटिजुअस रिलीजियस थियोक्रेसी मेड बाय सेक्युलर्स, या देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ प्रॉब्लम्स, राइट? सो लाइक या ओके सैंस रीजन वी हैव इश्यूज, बट आई गो व्हाट द फक वर ऑल द अदर पीपल डूइंग, वर लाइक हैविंग इलेक्शंस एवरी 5 इयर्स एंड हैव लाइक कोर्ट्स एंड ऑल दैट बुलशिट, एंड द कैपिटुलेशन वाज actually kind of stunning, and I think like it really, you know, ke matlab sabse pehle tha ke theek hai, yeah, the RSS bhi hai India mein, BJP hai, unhone Babri Masjid tod di, etc. But like, you know, I think something like Anupam Kher, like it's now it's like it's we've all gone blasé about what an unrepentant
so basically
is.
I think with social media right place at the right time where 10 years of UPA public ke andar ek feel bhi hota hai ki, you know, ho gaya wo sab mila ke, then Modi happened.
I feel dekho isme ek cheez ye hai ki the point of telling all that background was ki I think ek galti jo mujhse hui thi aur mere khayal mein bahut sare logo ko India mein bhi hui hai ki aap bahut sari cheeze ignore kar rahe hain kyunki wo larger matlab jaise ki ek team hai wo har match jeet rahi hai, and in this context jeetna means that you're able to have regular civilian transfer of power, for example, to we're like fit hai, sab kuch sahi chal raha hai, and hota tha, matlab you know, you bade bade chutiya pe ke aise Shashi Tharoor sabse aage ke matlab Pakistan ne toss hari kyunki unhone Islam pe bana tha aur India ke secularism ne toss jeeta, shut the fuck up bro. उस वो किस्म का मतलब ना बिल्कुल ब्लैक एंड व्हाइट वो चला जाता है, और ऑब्वियसली इट सूटेड पीपल ऑन बोथ एंड, बट दे यू नो समथिंग, फॉर एग्जांपल आई रिमेम्बर प्री मोदी व्हेन आई हर्ड अबाउट इट आई वाज काइंड लाइक व्हाट द फक वाज इंदिरा गांधी आफ्टर लाइक द 71 यू नो वॉर एंड एवरीथिंग सेटल्स एट द रेड फोर्ट इन दिल्ली मेड अ स्टेटमेंट के वी अवेंज्ड लाइक I don't know, 800 years or 1,000 years of oppression. And I was like, what?
ये तो, ये तो बहुत ही common, बहुत common. So, Ahmed, फिर, सारा problem यहीं से तो शुरू होता है Ahmed, लेकिन आज की डेट में जितना ये so basically if you look at whatever India is doing in terms of their politics, in terms of how we react to losing in to Pakistan in cricket.
Basically, एक आज का बाबर है, एक वो बाबर था.
Everything is basically there is this inferiority complex under which we work. और वो inferiority complex क्यों है? उसके कई सारे reasons हैं. उसके बारे में मैंने बहुत सोचा है और उसके बारे में अभी theorize नहीं करना चाह रहा हूँ.
I actually, because आप लोग ने मुझे जब वो DM किया था about Talk Madhu episode and you'd given me some pointers, so I was just thinking about, you know, what I'll be talking about. And so like one thing that like what I wanted to link to, because I think ये pandemic के दौरान there was multiple books, but like I think if I'm going to one which is most relevant here, actually two are for the first one is by this Pakistani historian called Manan Ahmed. Manan used to run this very famous pre-Twitter and also during Twitter blog called Chapati Mystery, and there's a bunch of people who used to write on it from both sides of the border, and he's written this book called Chachnama, a book of conquest. Basically it goes back to Muhammad bin Qasim, who is quote unquote, you know, the first Muslim to come to the subcontinent, and therefore where Pakistani history begins.
Founder of Pakistan.
Yeah. And Manan basically shows that based on reading the text that that you know record Muhammad bin Qasim's actual journey and progress and everything, he is basically copy pasting from the works of this Hindu king who had taken power in Sindh, like you know, from the but he was the king before this king that Muhammad bin Qasim had. And I'm really, I think, fucking up a lot of the details. So I, you know, please just look this up. But by Manan Ahmed, And basically, the point being that what A, first he shows that actually the way we look at Mohammed bin Qasim now is not at all how Mohammed bin Qasim and his contemporaries are looking at the world. And B, he then goes on to show that, you know, you have basically when the British come here and they're colonizing us and everything, and then they start translating history books that had existed in the subcontinent, they are translating them upon, you know, apni marzi se kar rahe hain, or matlab, you know, usme they're translating the parts where they're talking about breaking an idol or something, but they're not translating something else. And they essentially, you know, which is obviously something that's set to the point of a cliche, ke wo kitna divide and conquer ke maksad ke liye ye sab kuch ho raha tha. But I think it really, that book, firstly, that book, and Manan's doing a lot of other things in that book. I'm just kind of reducing it to a very you know, one paragraph description. But uske baad, then I read his book by this historian, Richard Easton, and it's called India in the Persianate Age. And basically, he makes a very, very convincing argument that it's not Islam versus Hinduism and all of that. It's that not just linguistically, but there's like a culture, culture and a way of courtly etiquette and a way of political thinking and war around a language. And basically in around, like, you know, the year kind of from the 10th century, the Sanskrit world, which spans from like the Indian subcontinent all the way down to South Asia, is coming into contact with the Persianate world, which is like Persia and Central Asia, like both the north and the west of the subcontinent. And that brings with it a lot of changes in not just the language and or religion, etc. Like there's a lot of, you know, non-Muslims who are completely adopt Persianate courtly etiquette or titles or culture, etc., etc. And so basically, jo ek wo jo hamare liye confusion hai ki ek taraf, oh, hamesha se ek dusre se ladte aa rahe hain. You find a lot of examples in history of like how much Hindus and Muslims are killing each other, and yet at the same time there's this syncretism, and it's very confusing. I think for me, like, these books really, really kind of cleared it up, right? So for example, I wasn't aware of this history, but like when Shivaji, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, jo Marathas ka jo ruler tha,
at some point they make Maratha hai Aditya.
when he's allying with the Mughals, and he shows up at court, and he does this like bada drama at court, and it's like this long, you know, he's playing his own games and whatever. But the Rajputs there, who are also not Muslims, are very offended by his lack of, you know, he's not speaking Persian correctly, and he doesn't know how to address the emperor, etc., etc. And so, you know, or when like Mahmud of Ghazni on Somnath, when like they actually look at the court the records of the temples, it actually shows that the temple keepers are far more worried about this other king from the, I don't know, Vijayanagar Empire somewhere. Please do not quote me. You can look up these books and get the exact details. But basically that they were far more worried about like other Hindu kings who were like, who had been, you know, were bigger dangers, because one of the, in as he explains in the Sanskrit kind of world view, one of the ways that you asserted power was like the temple was the seat of royal power. And so when you took over another piece of land, the first thing you destroyed was the temple, because it meant that the previous political entity's power was now ended, right? So so this was like, I mean, really kind of major eureka moment for me, because then I was like, oh, okay. You know, this is what's happening. And that's where it comes back to the whole Pakistan in the future thing, because I feel a lot of things that are happening in India right now, like we've grown up with this shit. You know, like what Bain kehta hai ke, you just experienced darkness. I was born in it. I was molded by it. Like, that's Pakistan to like Brexit UK and Modi India and Trump America. Like, yeah, guys, you know, welcome to the future. We love it here.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's dictatorship.
But James Franco ka meme hai na, first time.
Yeah, exactly. First time, huh?
पहले का ये तरीका था, right? If you conquer a land, you desecrate the place of their worship to assert your authority.
I mean, as the, that historian says, पहले का सिर्फ very specifically with like a worldview associated with a certain kind of linguistic culture and a certain time and place in India. Matlab, you know, matlab, there is a logic behind how cultures operate, right? And that's where, you know, like if you look at, for example, the Iraq invasion in 2003, the Americans made sure that you saw it on, you know, as I don't know if agar us waqt high definition TV tha, aa gaya tha ya nahi, but jo bhi tha, like you had front row seats to the bombardment of Baghdad. And that in this day and age is that's how you show power, like, you know, and I think they took down that statue of Saddam or whatever. So like, these are specific kind of logics also with certain places and ideas and as he says, like a whole worldview.
I mean, 99 mein jab Kargil hota hai, so there is this famous interview by Barkha Dutt of Vikram Batra, where he says, "Ye dil mange more," right? Which became like an icon of that war. But something that always kind of makes me chuckle is war, religion, nationalism, or capitalism. Because "Ye dil mange more" was Pepsi's slogan. Hua karta tha. Sabka ek ajeeb tarike ka mix hota hai. Aur, par Amar, ye batao yaar ki aapka Coke Studio Pakistan itna bura kyun? Coke Studio India jaisa kaise ban sakta Coke Studio Pakistan? Kya karna padega uske liye?
Bro, once again, aapko lag raha hai ki aap ek achhi cheez aur buri cheez describe kar rahe hain. You know, or maybe right or left describe kar rahe hain, but you're really just describing the future. Like Coke Studio as just, I think, I did a bunch of threads on this and then actually had an argument with the only guy whose Coke Studio work I had respected a lot more. And it's not that Coke Studio is bad. It does great stuff. But it's kind of sad that, like, you know, it's all these years ho gaye hain. Jitne saal matlab maine Pakistani pop music, jo mainstream music jo hai, not what is the one that happens in Urdu mostly and some Punjabi and some English. And the ones that is consumed elsewhere outside of the regional music, like, that has never existed as an industry. And so Coke Studio for Pakistan, at least, is, I think the reason that it doesn't work in India is because in India, Coke Studio is not the end all and be all of your career as a musician. And that's the truth in Pakistan. And there's very limited slots available. And there's, you know, it's just, that's how it is. And so I guess if you want to destroy your existing music industry and have it controlled completely by brand managers, then maybe you might have a better Coke Studio India.
Coke Studio ka mera theory hai ki Coke Studio India will never work. If you want to start, you have to have Coke Studio Tamil, Coke Studio Bengali.
Yeah, exactly.
Coke Studio. So if you focus on regional language music, that is one way to make Coke Studio in
I mean
in
the better episodes of Coke Studio India are always those which have like either Punjabi folk or Rajasthani folk. They have the cult following kind of
ek cheez main kuch maine notes likhe the kuch I don't know
वैसे भी कुछ सालों में एक बहुत ही सनसनाता हुआ segue आ रहा है वैसे
क्या बोल
बता देता मतलब वैसे
भी Coke Studio संस्कृत
नहीं वैसे भी 25 साल बाद तो सब कुछ
अच्छा हाँ वो
रॉयल म्यूजिक ऑफ लंदन भी चला
था हाँ ये तो अहमर आपको ये पता है क्या कि जो
हमारे इंडिया के व्हाट्सएप के व्हाट्सएप पे जो ऑब्वियसली रियल न्यूज आती है
उसके थ्रू ये
अकॉर्डिंग ये पता चला है हमें कि इंडिया का जो इंडिपेंडेंस है वो 99 इयर्स की लीज पे था और 24 साल बाद जो है हम लोगों को
न्यूज पहुंचेगी नहीं पाकिस्तान
नेहरू बेसिकली फ्रीडम मूवमेंट का कोई हिस्सा नहीं था नेहरू ने डील साइन किया था ब्रिटिश के साथ और माउंटबेटन ने उसके साथ डील किया था कि 99 ईयर्स के बाद में ब्रिटिश के पास वापस चला जाएगा इंडिया तो ऐसा कोई सीन पाकिस्तान का भी है डिड जिन्ना साइन समथिंग
आई थिंक जिन्ना ने सब लीज सेट की साइन की थी तो फिर मतलब जो है ना हम लैंडलॉर्ड होंगे और जो है किराया ज्यादातर उन्हीं को जाएगा बट यू नो यू हैव टू डील विद अस सो दैट्स
फाइनली जैद हामिद का सपना भी पूरा होगा कि नहीं
या सर आप डाउट कर देते हैं ये आप पे लाना थे अगर
आजकल बहुत दिनों से उनकी खबर नहीं पता नहीं कहाँ है वो आजकल दिखते नहीं
बहुत दिनों से आई मीन आई एम अगेन नॉट वेल वर्स्ट यू वंस ही वाज अरेस्टेड इन सऊदी अरेबिया एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट स्टफ उसके बाद से आई थिंक लाइक that whole equilibrium has not returned to its former optimum kind of space.
If you are a Hindu living in India, you cannot escape the contribution that the subcontinental Muslims have made to everything that is in India. It be your language, it be your architecture, everything. Aur wo cheez itni zyada khatakti hai logo ko. You know, Hamer, you know, right, that Taj Mahal was actually a mandir, right?
बिरयानी
जो है, बिरयानी के पीछे का स्टोरी ये है कि एक रानी थी जिसका नाम था रानी और वो फिर चुरा लिया बाकियों ने, अप्रोप्रिएट कर लिया उस कल्चर को.
तो आई मीन ये बेसिकली ये जो आई रियली डोंट वांट टू साउंड लाइक अ कंडेसेंडिंग प्रिक, बट आई रियलाइज
प्लीज डू
बट लाइक यू नो कि ये जॉनरा तो हमारा मतलब बहुत ही परफेक्टेड है कि जो बोस्निया में जब यू नो मुसलमान लड़ रहे थे तो वो ये मेरे एड मैथ्स के टीचर वाज अदरवाइज लाइक अ प्रीटी secular kind of guy and was like ki wo lad rahe the aur unke sath unhone dekha ki farishte sath daud rahe hain aur goliyan aa rahi hain to farishte rok rahe hain un goliyon ko aur ye kehte hain ki you know like almost every Pakistani Islamist party as in like you know jo religious politics kya kahe theological politics karte hain तो उन ऑलमोस्ट सबके फाउंडर को ख्वाब में यू नो रसूल अल्लाह या कोई ऐसे फिगर आए और उन्होंने कहा कि ब्रो पाकिस्तान का सीन ऑन है, उन्होंने कहा ठीक है
पाकिस्तान गेम ऑन है, पाकिस्तान का गेम ऑन है.
क्योंकि आई मीन ऑब्वियसली बिकॉज़ पाकिस्तान वाज यू नो ऑल इंडिया मुस्लिम लीग एंड दीज वर ऑल काइंड ऑफ शराबी कबाबी टाइप्स, देयर वाज अ लॉट ऑफ अहमदीज इन इट व्हिच आयरोनिकली यू नो बेचारों उन्होंने ही मुल्क बनवाया और फिर उनको ही कंप्लीट लीगली डी मुस्लिम डिक्लेयर किया and just so much kind of violence enacted legally and then obviously socially and I think that's the actually the scary thing, you know, Pakistani centrists was like India's on a worse trajectory blah blah blah. I think the scary thing that's the difference between a Pakistan and then places like India or even the US or the you know, okay, the state is so much more competent and I don't want to say that it is a competent state, I'm just saying relatively it's been around for longer and it's had its functions at these like basic like holding elections and doing the census and having like healthcare units or whatever that basically jab ye wale systems have gone towards fascism it's happened so much more rapidly you know like is just like that momentum builds up so much quicker whereas like you know in a country where the state itself has like you know it's limited to how much it is able to kind of control society it's crazier stuff can still be kind of skirted in certain ways and I think that's the big difference
but yeah you this is a very fair point right what happened in Pakistan when it comes to like the Ahmadiyya community or even the Shia community and the surprising thing is that and I don't want to get into that subject today because that's a whole different kind of subject but something that always fascinates me is how the sunnification of Jinnah and then this guy Bhutto who was as you said sharabi kawabi like wo kehte na jeeve jeeve bhutto aur peeve peeve bhi bhutto aur wo banda determines who ends up being called a muslim versus who does not
I mean dekho jaise ki ye aapko na ye bhutto yes obviously I think like there'll be a lot of people who will be accusing me of one thing or another but I think the context of both those questions A, like, you know, this Ahmadi thing had been, it's a very specifically South Asian theological dispute and almost very largely restricted to the Punjab in both sides of the border. But it had been a kind of, you know, like one of the things, particularly in India, like the Punjab has a very different kind of trajectory. But in Pakistan, like a lot of the pre-partition communal tensions of India and of Indian Punjab and how they affected the language and the kind of urbanity of the province is not really discussed that much or understood that much but ye tha ki Pakistan jab matlab basically banta hai and it has to kind of figure out how to define itself it has to do that in the context of the fact that the people who were specifically asking for this have no electoral base in what is now Pakistan in fact the provinces that become Pakistan other than East Pakistan that goes on to become Bangladesh none of them really wanted to be in Pakistan, right? Like, not KPK was Khudai Khidmatgar, Congress turned through. Punjab was unionist. Sindh again was like nationalist parties. Or to unko samajh nahi aata kya ab ye kis tarike se jo aap define kare. And then the only thing was like ki bhai jo up until the Mughal Empire and the kind of Persianate way of being, there was a distinct advantage to being, you know, from these elite backgrounds. And because of the British prejudice, it was much harder for like you know, there's a great historian, Hamza Alvi, which everyone should read for Pakistan, understanding the Pakistan movement. And it's basically, you know, these like Muslim elites from like the heartland of UP and northern India and all that, that had most of the civil posts. And then, you know, when they switch from Persian to English, they lose a lot of that prestige. And basically, they're just trying to ensure that they get that back. And they end up with an entire country. And once you have to define that country, the only thing you were fighting for was like your exceptionalism. And so you define it by in terms of Islam and this vague kind of understanding. And basically, last week, something that happened that's been happening for 70 years. Because what happens is that Abhi UI ke, there's this group called the Tehreek-e-Labbaik Pakistan, which is mm-hmm. marching up to the province, to the capital. You know, they killed like 8 policemen or something. And then they eventually come to halt. And then there's this negotiation happens and we still haven't been told what was agreed to it. But basically, this happens quite regularly that like people with like on the religious right can just use, you know, mob violence and whatever. And the government, the state, basically knows that it can't really outmaneuver this. So then it looks to kind of absorb that point of view into its fold. And when it does that, it obviously becomes more rightward. And then that's kept happening for all these kind of decades. And that you see that with every single kind of political dispensation in Pakistan. You know, to usme aapka wahi ho jata hai ki because aap usko, like in Bhutto, for example, post the secession, makes this attempt to try and you know, imagine a different kind of definition for Pakistan. But, you know, it is like a challenging one to come up with when everyone has, it's a very heterogeneous kind of a place. And you know, it's reason of Islam had just, you know, you just lost half the country and whatever. So I think that dilemma really determines all the ethnic kind of clampdowns in Pakistan, the state going rightward. So, you know, like, right, for example, you have TLP, you also have the TTP, the Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan. And they mm-hmm. basically went a step further, right? And they just took up arms and said, okay, you know, we're establishing our own writ. And then you kind of had this really long bloody war with them. And, it you know, at various points, like throughout the kind of 2000s of Musharraf era and afterwards also, they keep making peace deals and they keep like, there's lots of pictures of like the army and like the militants, like putting garlands on each other, etc. So again, that same treatment is not meted out to people who are resisting and have organized around ethnic bases or have organized around linguistic bases, you know, have organized around class bases. Like those oppositions have been dealt with brutally, you know, like absolutely brutally with like disappearances, murders, you know, just abhi bhi matlab abhi kuch, you know, aaj bhi aap meri timeline dekhe, I've retweeted about like this activist in Sindh who was abducted and murdered. So that the only people that can kind of bring that state around are that because of the way it's being defined. And I think once that's kind of what you see, like, for example, abhi jaise India mein aap wo dekhte na ki wo mob violence ho raha hai aur ye lynching ho rahi hai aur ye wo aur phir uske baad wahi banda MPA ban raha hai, etc. So like it is that once you start lurching that way and you're defining yourself within this kind of definition, then people who are defining themselves even more extremely can you know, do whatever the fuck they like, and the state will just have to kind of embrace them, and in the process itself move further towards the right.
Matlab India mein bhi yahi hua na, matlab if you think about, like, you were giving that Indira Gandhi example, but us 80s mein when Rajiv Gandhi becomes the prime minister, he's the one who goes and opens the gate of the disputed structure in Ayodhya and shows this. There is this whole Shah Bano thing that happens where because he has now done
basically Ayodhya,
so he tries to pacify it the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
और उसके बाद धीरे धीरे द स्टेट हुएवर वॉज इन पावर ट्राइड टू कीप कोऑप्टिंग वॉट एवर टू इट्स राइट वॉज और धीरे लाइक एट वन पॉइंट आई रिमेम्बर लाइक इवन इन लाइक 2010-11 अराउंड दैट टाइम पीपल वुड लाफ इफ समवन वुड से दैट मोदी प्राइम मिनिस्टर बनेगा बिकॉज समहाउ पीपल थॉट कि इंडिया में इतना टेंटेड आदमी को लाइक दे विल नॉट इलेक्ट बट नाउ इट्स नॉट मोदी इज देर आर ग्रुप्स हु सी मोदी एज द लिबरल फिगर एंड देर आर पीपल लाइक फॉरगेट योगी यू वर टॉकिंग अबाउट लाइक देर इज दिस पर्सन हु कॉल्ड प्रज्ञा ठाकुर हु इज ऑल्सो अ वेरी फेमस गरबा सिंगर
ऑल्सो अ बास्केटबॉलर
and first lady IPS officer of India all in one she's a terror accused and she's a member of parliament now
like not just accused videos of her acknowledging her own crimes are there yeah she's a member of parliament
par hamare na hamare dictatorship mein bhi hum itne like secular bhi ho jate hain kabhi kabhi so Amar you know that there is this thing in Hinduism about reincarnation right do you know कि मोदी जी अपने पिछले जन्म में क्या थे सर सैयद अहमद खान थे मोदी जी देयर इज अ होल वन आवर ऑफ न्यूज बुलेटिन इन ऑन आज तक दैट वाज अबाउट हाउ सर सैयद अहमद खान डाइड एंड वाज बोर्न अगेन एज मोदी सो आई डोंट नो इफ दैट इज काइंड ऑफ द
व्हाई दाढ़ी सिमिलर है
व्हाई वर दे लुकिंग
हां बताओ आदित्य
दाढ़ी सिमिलर है ये पहला था चेहरा वैसे मिलता है उनका फिर दूसरा था कि दोनों ही सोशल रिफॉर्मर हैं मतलब मोदी तो सोशल रिफॉर्मर
सो अब वो भाई सोशल ही नहीं रहेगा कुछ तो रिफॉर्म हो ही जाएगा ना मतलब कुछ रहेगा ही नहीं रिफॉर्म
ऐसे कुछ तो था मतलब ऐसे लेम सा कोई पैरेलल ड्रॉ किया था उन्होंने उसमें
एक्चुअली मोदी जी बहुत टाइम से जैसे बंगाल इलेक्शन के समय उनकी दाढ़ी भी टैगोर जैसी हो गई थी तो अब वो दैट डिडंट स्टिक बिकॉज़ दे लॉस्ट अभी कुछ और से वो करना है तो हाँ अभी इलेक्शन भी नहीं चल रहा है तो कैसे करें
इलेक्टोरल मजबूरी नहीं है ना लेकिन
सर सैयद अहमद खान के नाम पे कोई वोट नहीं देगा ना इंडिया
वोट नहीं देगा ना
या
दोज हु बिलीव इन मोदी इट्स अ कल्ट बेसिकली एंड दिस कल्ट विल गो टू एनी लेंथ टू जस्टिफाई एनीथिंग सो फॉर एग्जांपल अब मुझे नहीं पता कि अभी पाकिस्तान में पेट्रोल के प्राइसेस क्या चल रहे हैं पर इंडिया में पेट्रोल के प्राइसेस इंडिया के T20 के मैचेस के स्कोर से काफी ज्यादा रहते हैं
बेसिकली
एक्चुअली पाकिस्तान में पेट्रोल के प्राइसेस पाकिस्तान की T20 स्कोर्स के मुताबिक चल रहे हैं सो वी कैन टेक दैट जोक फॉर वंस गाइस यू नो यू डोंट हैव टू डू इट
नो बिकॉज़ इधर पे वो जो कल्ट की हालत ये है कि कल तक जो लोग डिफेंड कर रहे थे कि मतलब यू नो रैंडम कि ये इंटरनेशनल फैक्टर्स हैं और यू नो वैक्सीन भी बनानी है फ्री में देनी है तो टैक्स बढ़ रहा है इसलिए पेट्रोल आज जस्ट बिकॉज दिवाली एंड ब्ला 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 दे हैव स्लैश प्राइसेस बेसिकली फॉर द पास्ट फ्यू मंथ्स वो बढ़ बढ़ के 50 रुपए बढ़ गए हैं और आज 5 रुपए कम हो गए हैं और उसको भी डिफेंड कर रहे हैं लोग
बेसिकली आर्ग्यूमेंट ये मिलता है कि शेयर पाला है तो इतना महंगा
ये आर्ग्यूमेंट है कि ये बेसिकली शेयर टैक्स है कि अगर राहुल गांधी होता तो चूहा होता तो उसके लिए नहीं लगता टैक्स
या आई मीन आई थिंक मतलब ये सारी जो मैं बात कर रहा था पाकिस्तान फ्यूचर में जो कुछ भी लाइक आई फील यू नो वन ऑफ द थिंग्स दैट्स काइंड ऑफ क्रिएटेड नॉट जस्ट इन मी आई थिंक अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल इज दिस काइंड ऑफ प्रोफाउंड डिसिल्यूजनमेंट आई थिंक डेमोक्रेसी पर्टिकुलरली इन लाइक फ्री मार्केट इकोनॉमी जो जो दुनिया का एक स्टैंडर्ड है बिकॉज जो आपने चेक्स एंड बैलेंसेस सोच के रखे हुए थे वो यू नो के आई थिंक दैट्स वेयर फॉर मी लाइक आई यूज़ टू थिंक ओके ये पाकिस्तान में जो एजुकेशन सिस्टम है इट्स वेरी यू नो लाइक वेरी 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 क्लियरली स्टेटिंग आउट लाइक आइडियोलॉजिकल एजेंडा एंड लाइक देयर सो मच सेंसरशिप एंड वेरी लिटिल काइंड ऑफ यू नो पॉपुलर एक्सप्रेशन इज अलाउड अनफेटर्ड And places that allow for that and are doing that and whatever will therefore necessarily have like much stronger kind of, you know, checks and balances. But I think that was something like, I mean, in a week, I think that for anyone, if you were to say, okay, not only would Indians be turning, not maybe en masse, but still like Shah Rukh Khan would be getting fucked by the Indian state. In the same week that like a sizable population is asking to not support the Indian cricket team in a World Cup is like, I think, not something anyone would have imagined, you know. And I think that's what I'm saying, like there's that the profound disillusionment because you would feel that for whatever else, like there would have been certain, you know, these institutions would have worked in certain ways and people would have thought certain things. But it's very clear that it's very, very rapidly you can change that or kind of activate these latent kind of, you know, insecurities and fears and whatever. Because I think when you look at America, in 2008 or 2012, they elect Obama. And then they immediately revert to like someone like Trump. So, you know, like that kind of volatility is kind of there. But in ultimately, like both end up, you know, wahi ke har jagah aapko more or less right wing hi options mil rahi hoti hai, right? Like thoda sa
it's just right wing hai. The US systems are still able to withstand a Trump.
I mean, you know, I don't know, like, aap ye bhi keh rahe hain, but like, because Biden won it, but you know, they still haven't figured out if like attacking the fucking Capitol and trying to overturn the election is a good thing or a bad thing.
But at least the media is covering it the right way. All those people who, like people who are still in Congress, Republicans who are still in Congress are being named and shamed in mainstream media.
I feel you do, that's, you've crossed a major Rubicon, so to see, right? Like, yeah, sure, maybe America is not as bad as India, which is not as bad as X or Y or whatever. But I think by and large, the systems that the kind of post-World War II order had envisioned, yeah, maybe the post kind of 70s or whatever, that is just clearly not working the way it was intended to. You know, in the various degrees, it's failing, but it is fading without a doubt.
I mean, compared to US and India, US ka, as Nishant was saying, right, institutional integrity fir bhi hai.
Like India even toh, Trump ke appointed judges are ruling
India
against
him. India mein toh media se lekar, Supreme Court se lekar, sabhi, every day they show you how incapable they are and how basically institutions have no independence at all. Like, agar aaj Modi aake bol deta hai ki bahut paisa kharcha hua hai COVID mein aur agle 10 saal abhi election nahi karate hain, main hi Prime Minister rahunga. I think a large section of the media and judiciary and all would even be okay with that. Abhi main petrol ki baat kar raha tha. Ek minister ne press conference mein ye bola ki 95% Indians ko petrol ki zarurat hi nahi, hum petrol kyun kar rahe hain? Imagine that. Like, imagine saying that in public in a press conference and going away without any scrutiny. Ye haal hai India mein.
Petrol wagaira to tab bhi, you know, ek cheez hai, but like the, for me at least, one thing that really stood out was demonetization. Right, like, that was kind of insane because you read like I've never heard of anything like that in anywhere in the world in my lifetime, and it was clearly by all accounts a very difficult process, and yet it had absolutely no negative impact as far as
my own family members who are bhakts, they literally were. Matlab, they were struggling, but because of their privilege, they were able to, you know, get their notes exchanged. Yeah, you know, and they were all like, ki, oh, aap to kala paisa gaya, kala paisa gaya. Ye, literally, ye baat karte karte, they are also still not taking receipts from the shopkeeper because, you know, tax nahi dena padega aur sasta padega.
Yeah, it's that part is like, kind of, that was, I thought, the craziest thing.
So, yeah, Emer, you mentioned about this, like, certain things that give a lot of joy, right? So one of those things for us growing up has been Indian cricket, right? You need these, like, at least these domains of benign expression of nationalism or tribalism or whatever. So we all of us grew up, I think I can speak for myself at least, like, to be that cricket fan who would not read newspapers for a couple of days when India lost, at least in the late 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah.
From then to now, we have come a long way where...
That's why I was really dumb during that era of my life because I never used to read.
So, cut to the World Cup this year, this T20 World Cup. We, at least to an extent, we were all rooting for Pakistan to win that game against
India.
You
mean the three of us?
The three of us. That game against India because of all that went around it, right? Like the Mokka Mokka campaign.
It's been such a roller coaster, na. Mere saath to aisa ho gaya ki main cricket enjoy nahi kar pa raha hu. Indian fans behaving obnoxiously, to main Pakistan ko support kar raha hu. Pakistan fans are behaving obnoxiously, to main Afghanistan ko support kar raha hu. Yehi chal raha hai mere
saath. And it all reached a peak for us as cricket fans. Like, we had lost that sort of partisan interest in the game a while back, but at least till that Gabba test earlier this year and the Australia tour, I think cricket fandom seemed to be at the peak for us. Like, we supported the side, it was an underdog story, and everything that followed after that, right? The tweets happened, then the Shami incident happened, the Wasim Jafar incident happened. So all that happened after that, I think there is this sense of disillusionment in all of us right now, like while following this side. And that is something which I haven't been able to articulate and something we are all grappling with. Cricket still means a lot to us. So what does it mean to be a cricket fan in such an environment, and how do you view your equation with the Pakistan side, or has it never changed for you?
I think, you know, this friend of mine was saying that, you know, if you're truly progressive in Pakistan, like how can you support the Pakistan cricket team? Because like it is a very much a reflection of the state. You know, its composition has always reflected what parts of the country are most plugged into the state in terms of access to resources and you know, the politics of it and all of that stuff. So, you know, historically, it used to be like the elite of Karachi and Lahore, and then a kind of small town Punjab, and then, you know, in the last kind of couple of decades, like from the Pashtun belt, and so on and so forth. So I think, and obviously there's a lot of jingoism allowed with it. In fact, you know, all the times India has toured Pakistan has been during military rule, because, you know, like the kind of excitement and everything around it, and the whole kind of implicit peace overtures can only be made during that time. So I think it's always been very complicated. It also comes down to like who's a Pakistani. And I think for me, like it's actually been reversed, where like a lot of times, like for example, I'm Shia Muslim, right? So like for a lot of other people, and especially older people, my parents as well, like they have no idea of like of this be a sectarian Pakistan so much, on the sectarian where Shiaism is in peril. But the Pakistan that I grew up in was hostile to it, and has gotten further more and more hostile. And so like, you know, in those moments, like you don't feel like you're part of that Pakistani. And there's a lot of millions of Pakistanis who feel.
I was just saying, are there Pakistanis in Pakistan who support India during an India-Pakistan game? Dheere se poochho.
Yes. That's like, you know, I'm sure they're nationalists of other kind of movements or whatever, people who are resisting the Pakistani state, if they're into cricket, might be into doing that. But main jo baat hi kar raha tha ke basically aapke paas jab cricket team ek aisa lamha hota hai jispe a lot of people who might otherwise not be able to join, to be able to identify as Pakistani or whatever, are able to get in on that moment of collective joy, right? And I think like as I witnessed it in 1992 and then in 2009, that the way that people celebrated, there's a very kind of, you know, it's the only kind of moments in my life where I've seen a lot of the barriers that exist in Pakistan on a day-to-day basis on gender, you know, the women out in the streets or on class or on ethnicity or whatever, like those kind of break down for a little while. So I think at least in Pakistan, if you felt like, you know, there's perhaps like, as I said, the definition is narrow. Like, regardless of India, the actual experience, I think you should speak to, you know, people who are minorities in India who can say that. But at least from afar, it feels like, okay, the definition is based on this kind of secular ideal or whatever. So it's technically easier for people, a wider range of people, to identify with it. Whereas in Pakistan, it's been narrower and it keeps getting narrower. So, you know, like the cricket team becomes something that doesn't have to be defined so narrowly. It becomes something that you can appreciate. But yeah, at the same time, like, you know, it is very much an instrument of nationalism and jingoism. And in that way, it's been great that Pakistan, a team like Pakistan, can never be adopted or supported by a fascist state, because it's too volatile. No conception of fascism can allow for such volatility, where like
something mercurial. Mercurial.
You know, all of that, like I think that is the saving grace, because abhi right now Pakistan has its full share of obnoxious kind of followers. Like I did a really mean tweet in the morning and I felt maybe I should delete it, but like Kumail Nanjiani like has said that go Pakistan and
go Pakistan.
You know, I don't want to be an asshole about it, but it really feels like this is peak bandwagonism, right? Like, oh, the Pakistan cricket team is fashionable right now. Like, where were you when we were losing to, you know, scheduling matches against Zimbabwe to make it to the Champions Trophy qualification?
I mean, bande ki parso movie release ho rahi hai Marvel wali. So,
I mean, wo aapka us tarike mein Pakistan team being so incompetent also really helped. You know, whereas like, I mean, right now, I think the sad part about being an Indian cricket fan, if I say so, and not being one, is that, you know, ab wo aap pure har tournament mein scheduling bhi aapki marzi se hoti hai.
Exactly.
Aur groups bhi aapki marzi se bante hain aur rules bhi aapki marzi se hote hain aur uske bawajood aap ek to jeet bhi nahi rahe aur phir kya kehte hain ki, you know, matlab aapke player bhi aur chutiya se chutiya harkatein kar rahe hote hain, like you know, like it's like someone like Kohli can be so amazing when he's like dealing with Pakistani players and etc, and yet he's like up to like all kinds of stupid bullshit as a captain, you know, just being such a, this is a really, and he's a product, obviously, the board has treated, for example, the media, the way the BCCI has been so, and the rest of the cricketing world for such a long time. So, you know, it's not a surprise that Kohli is also a product of that. But point being, I think that's what makes fandom difficult. I think like, for, you know, like I've been thinking again, lockdown, ke waqt aur last dance aayi or, because I've been working in cricket, like a bunch of journalists were having this discussion, like I really hate cricket. You know, like it's just the way that I used to enjoy it as a fan is just impossible to go back to that, because once you're behind the curtain, like you're just, that illusion is broken. And so one of the things that I kind of happened naturally, but like I've been really started following American sports. And I felt that one of the reasons that they're so great to follow is that they really perfected what I think is at the heart of every sport, which is that you always generate a narrative. And it's...
This is our pet peeve.
I know like a lot of people are like, analyze galat ho raha hai, but jo analyze bhi jis tarike se kar rahe hain wo bhi ek narrative hai, right? Because kya kehte hain ke, you know, like the very act of making meaning out of a leather ball hitting a wooden stick, that you're already agreeing to a whole bunch of unnecessary, like, you know, silly things, because, you know, you,
this
want
is like
to
literally our discussion on our last this. episode.
Yeah, like for example, you know, ki ab wo Asif agar kara raha hai, to I want to believe that Asif ne 14 ballen Lakshman ko outswing kara ke phir inswing karai. That's the narrative I'm invested in, and my mother is like, ye itna muskura kyun raha hai, usko pata nahi hai ki ye haarne wala hai. Like, but that's what it is, right? Like everyone's drawing narrative, and I think Americans are brilliant, absolutely brilliant at how they generate narrative around it. And I've tried to, you know, like I, so usme basically ek cheez main yahi soch raha tha ki ab jaise aap agar, I don't know if you guys follow American sports, but judging from the sunlight, you live in that part of the world. So kya kehte hain ki agar aap jaise New England Patriots ke fan hain, kya maza aa raha hai aapko life mein, you know, like, you know, bro, I'm surprised you're not a Sunday
Boston
then. Like,
no, I mean, I live in Boston, like, sure, fan as in sure. Not really a fan. I absolutely hate
but
Red
yeah,
Sox,
like,
but
you know, there's,
come on, man, I mean, Brady
was
quite something. So
after, yeah. Fuck that, bro. Anyway, but there's a video I saw after the Eagles beat the Patriots. And there's this child in a Patriots uniform, and he's like, yeah, we lost. And then he's like, well, it's okay. We've already got six. Like, chutiyas usne baat ki na. Aur matlab wohi tha ke, I mean, yeah, like, I think that's something, it's, you either need to become a complete dickhead to keep finding interesting narrative in a team offering you the exact same storyline year after year, or, you know, you kind of have to do these convoluted things to find some kind of joy in it, versus everybody else's teams are just offering enough drama and kind of excitement and tragedy and whatever to keep you hooked, right? Because, matlab, it's not just Pakistan is mercurial or whatever. Like, duniya bhar mein leagues aur teams aur wo unme se kuch hi hain jo jeetti hain zyada tar na. Pakistan har saal 20 mein se 19 teams haarti hain. To wo ek I think ek essential cheez hai fandom ke liye, to have flaws and to have losses and to have rebirth and renewal. And I think that was where I felt with the Indian team, you know, you keep getting everything into your favor. And so when you're winning, kind of feels like, you know.
Bully, eh?
Bully, yeah.
Basically.
You know, and it's a shame because I think it's a remarkable set of cricketers in India. I do think it's probably, in my lifetime, the best Indian cricket team I've seen in every format.
And yet.
But, yeah. It's that's probably the only interesting thing about them.
I think one of the things that kind of contributes to this is that they themselves have already believed that they are great. And because when you start believing you're great, you see at the ye tournament chhod do semifinal tak jana India ka, nobody really, like, everyone expects India to go to the semifinals. At that level is when you start meeting teams that are that can compete with you. And even at that, like, you've heard Shastri say things like, our legacy will be like the Australians of the early 2000s. Agar aap abhi se isse baate karoge, to phir kahan se aap legacy build kar paoge? Khair, for Pakistan, mein agar kisi fascist ko kuch co-opt karna, to aapki squash team ko karega na?
Well, I mean, they haven't, no one's won anything in forever. I mean, cricket's cannibalized every other kind of sport. But I think in general, for fascist sports is not a good choice. It's just,
but that is for a smart fascist, right? Like, this fascists in India don't seem to be smart
because
enough.
This match, which happened in Dubai, could have, if not for the pandemic, this would have happened in Modi Stadium.
Dream come true ho jata agar Modi Stadium mein ye match hota aur Pakistan ye kar jata, to matlab phir to orgasm ho jate.
बेसिकली ये लोग ये इस बात को रिकग्नाइज ही नहीं करते हैं कि स्पोर्ट में नो मैटर हाउ मच लाइक यू मेट हैव लाइक 1000 टाइम्स मोर मनी देन द ऑपोजिशन बट यू स्टिल हैव दैट लाइक 1% चांस ऑफ लूजिंग द गेम
इवन धोनी हैड सेड दैट इवेंचुअली यू नो इवेंचुअली इट विल एंड एंड इवेंचुअली पाकिस्तान इज गोइंग टू बीट इंडिया
बट इफ यू हैड
लोगों के नहीं समझ आता
बट इफ यू हैपन टू वॉच एनी ऑफ द इंडियन न्यूज चैनल्स द डे ऑफ द गेम सुबह 7 बजे से शुरू होके 7:30 को भजन कीर्तन पता नहीं रिलीजियस शेड तो दे ही दिया था उसको देयर इज अ गाय हु वाज सिंगिंग सॉन्ग्स अराउंड लाइक कैसे शाहीन को फेंटा लगेगा मतलब ऐसे कुछ लोग कोई कव्वाली टाइप का म्यूजिक बज रहा है मतलब दीज पीपल डू नॉट रिकॉग्नाइज द फैक्ट दैट स्पोर्ट ऑफर्स दैट 1% चांस टू द अदर साइड व्हिच इलेक्शंस इन इंडिया माइट नॉट
यार 30 साल से 18-0 रिकॉर्ड है सो आई डोंट ब्लेम देम फॉर लाइक यू नो लाइक अगेन दे एज समबडी हु वर्क्स इन टेलीविजन एंड आई एम ग्लैड आई डोंट डू टेलीविजन न्यूज एनीमोर बट मतलब आपको कुछ ना कुछ तो चलाना है ना मंजन बेचना है as they say in the industry. तो वो अब जब मतलब कोई मंजन इतना मुश्किल वो तो अब now it's become easy, right? Like now the Shami is a villain and Kohli is a villain and you know the underdog India है. So now there's अब मंजन बेचना थोड़ा आसान हुआ है.
Coke Studio से बात शुरू की थी तो Coke Studio से बात खत्म करना चाहूंगा मैं आपको एक पीस ऑफ इन्फॉर्मेशन दे देता हूँ कि हमारे जो रोड ट्रांसपोर्ट मिनिस्टर हैं उन्होंने अनाउंस किया है कि अब से जब भी इंडिया में रेड सिग्नल होगा तो उस सिग्नल पे क्लासिकल इंडियन म्यूजिक बजाया जाएगा एंड आई थिंक दैट इज आवर वे टू गेट बैक टू बीटिंग Coke Studio
उसके अलावा गाड़ी का जो हॉर्न है वो भी क्लासिकल इंडियन म्यूजिक के
ट्यून ऑलरेडी धूम मचा ले
समझो ना किस तरीके के फार्स में रहते हैं किस तरीके के फार्स में जी रहे हैं हम लोग But on that note, it was great having you, Amar. And but
Achha, Amar, just a quick question. Since you are actually a pop culture artist, and so, अभी बहुत ज़्यादा हमने politically India Pakistan type की movie की बात कर ली. But what do you, have you seen any movies recently? Like, do you consume a lot of Hollywood or any other cinema?
I have just been kind of not watching any. Thing longer than YouTube food videos. So if I've consumed Indian content, so one of my favorite things to watch on YouTube is just people who film street food vendors. And there's no commentary, there's no explanation. It's just somebody just holding up their phone and recording food being made. And I love watching those. And I watch them from all over the world. So I watch a lot of two brother make amazing omelet in Gujarat, tornado omelet, and like I fucking love those things. I'm disturbed by the amount of that Amul stringy cheese that is added to everything. But, you know, like, I think somebody who's like really gotten more and more interested in food. Or ek cheez jo hoti hai ki I think in Pakistan mein jaise jab koi bhi vegetarian banta hai na, so it's like
पाकिस्तान वेजिटेरियन क्यों बनता है?
होते हैं, यू नो, लाइक फॉर एग्जांपल हेल्थ रीजंस मोस्टली, नॉट मोस्टली बट लाइक हेल्थ रीजंस, एथिकल रीजंस, व्हाटएवर. तो उसमें वही होता है कि मतलब अब आपको एटलीस्ट कमर्शियली तो बहुत कम खाना मिलता है, राइट? एंड आई थिंक दैट्स समथिंग दैट रियली फैसिनेट्स मी अबाउट इंडिया के जो मतलब यहाँ पे वेजिटेरियन खाना, विदाउट रियली गेटिंग इनटू द हॉरिबल पॉलिटिक्स ऑफ ऑल ऑफ इट, बट लाइक आई रियली एंजॉय वॉचिंग कराची का फूड सीन, यू नो, दैट्स समथिंग यू हैव टू एक्सपीरियंस. लाइक I mean, I would really love to go around India and check out the food. But Karachi is a very kind of interesting mix of people from the subcontinent that just because of a bunch of factors is not replicated anywhere else. And that really kind of, you don't see it in a lot of other aspects of the culture, but it somehow made its way in the food.
बस ये लीज खत्म हो जाए फिर आता हूँ मैं.
फिर तो हम सब ब्रिटिश सिटीजन हैं. फिर तो आना जाना लगा रहेगा. एंड ऑन दैट नोट, थैंक यू सो मच अमर.
थैंक यू सो मच.
रैप दिस, बट
दिस वाज रियली फन, रियली ग्रेट रेंज ऑफ टॉपिक.
देयर आर अ नंबर ऑफ थिंग्स दैट वी कैन स्टिल टॉक अबाउट. सो देयर इज एन ओपन इनविटेशन फॉर यू टू स्टॉप बाय व्हेनेवर.
जब भी बोर हो रहे हो ना, डीएम पे रिप्लाई कर देना.
या फॉर श्योर, फॉर श्योर. थैंक यू सो मच फॉर हैविंग मी.
Long years ago, we made a trip with destiny, and now the time comes when we shall redeem our pledge.
8 November 2016 की रात्रि को 12 बजे से
एक चीज मिले सर के लिए, मेरा एक ही संदेश है कि वो राज धर्म का पालन करें.
हार्ड वर्क वालों की सोच क्या होती है? हार्ड वर्क वालों की सोच क्या होती है?
अरे ये ना पंजाब की खुशबू.